This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. It's been amazing. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to nerd out on the budget for just a minute. Don't worry. I swear it won't be too boring. Then we'll get to some illegal immigration talk. What? Getting that ramped up, getting them gone. You're starting to see how that's starting. We'll do some emails. Pete Hegseth's doing some really great things over in the Pentagon. All that and more still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. First and foremost, I believe we are watching a little bit of a fracture in what has previously been a coalition, but it's a coalition I despised. What coalition is that? That would be the coalition of Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham. I despise Lindsey Graham. I like Donald Trump as much as I can like any politician. I like him a lot. Lindsey Graham, I despise. Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump have been bosom buddies for quite some time. Trump, I don't understand it completely. I'm sure he has his reasons. Trump has given a lot of political cover to Lindsey Graham because Trump's so popular. And Lindsey Graham, he's not from some kind of a purple state, Pennsylvania. Lindsey Graham is from blood red South Carolina. And Lindsey Graham routinely takes positions and does things to spit in the face of the red voter, of the Republican base, the people who elect him all the time. So if you're Lindsey Graham, what to do, what to do? Well, look, hey, we have this super popular Republican Donald Trump. I'll pour some sweet honey in his ear and he'll bail me out. Trump has repeatedly bailed Lindsey Graham out, endorsing him, pulling him up on stage at the rallies. Look at my friend Lindsey. Lindsey's doing great. They have been fast friends, much to the chagrin of the MAGA faithful. If you are a Trump diehard, you are probably angry about what I'm talking about right now, and you should be, because it's true. Aggravating. But there's something about Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump have completely different worldviews when it comes to American involvement abroad. Lindsey Graham is, by any definition, a neocon, a neoconservative, meaning Lindsey Graham believes the United States of America should put power all over the planet. We should be involved everywhere at all times. This was a very GOP way of thinking for quite some time, for really most of my adult life. It's how most people in the Republican Party, maybe it's still how you think about things. It doesn't matter if there's a little scrap that breaks out in Sri Lanka. You believe the United States of America should send a couple divisions over there, maybe the CIA too, and let's engineer a coup, maybe an invasion. That's a very neocon way of thinking. Donald Trump's foreign policy way of thinking could not possibly be more opposite than that. He wants to come to a deal. He wants peace. Yes, he believes in strength. You know, that's why he blew the crap out of ISIS, but does not want us involved everywhere, knows we can't fix everything everywhere, has a much more realistic modern view of how foreign policy should be handled. So whatever, my own personal opinions of the two men aside, they're very different when it comes to foreign policy. Now, they have previously been able to set those disagreements aside. Lindsey Graham, when he goes on the Sunday talk shows, he will criticize some Trump policies, but he's been very, very careful about it in the past. Of course, never naming Donald Trump. And even now, he doesn't necessarily name Donald Trump. But now, because of the Ukraine peace process Trump has begun, Lindsey Graham has gotten bolder and bolder and bolder because Lindsey Graham, for whatever reason, we can all guess, Lindsey Graham wants the Russia-Ukrainian war to go on forever. Lindsey Graham believes in incinerating every Russian on the planet. That's what Lindsey Graham believes. And Lindsey Graham has recently, we played the audio for you the other night, Lindsey Graham sat on stage with Zelensky and called him the best ally I've ever had. Now, keep in mind, as Lindsey Graham is introducing Vladimir Zelensky like this, Donald Trump is trying to begin a negotiating process between Russia and Ukraine to put an end to things. So while Trump is pulling one direction, Lindsey Graham is pulling another direction. But there's actually more than that. Zelensky himself, who's on social media, came out and he said this. This was this afternoon. This afternoon, 2:35 p.m. I spoke with U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. We greatly appreciate the bicameral and bipartisan support of the U.S. Congress to the Ukrainian people in our fight against Russian aggression. Hold on. Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief, has said he wants this to end. He said it's time for it to end. He's already begun working with Russia to end it. And Zelensky is having separate conversations with Lindsey Graham. That brings us to this little tidbit. This is from Trump today. Now, I've never seen this before from Donald Trump. I've never seen this, but this is what he said. The House and Senate are doing a spectacular job of working together as one unified and unbeatable team. However, unlike the Lindsey Graham version of the very important legislation currently being discussed, the House resolution implements my full America First agenda, everything, not just parts of it. Now, you don't have to worry about all the details in there. The one detail that is important is Donald Trump, famously a bosom buddy of Lindsey Graham, called him out by name publicly and not in a complimentary way. I think Lindsey Graham has officially pushed things too far. And don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled about this. I think we are finally, thank you, Lord, seeing a crack form between Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham. It's obvious that for whatever reason, call it bribery, call it, maybe he just believes in it, call it blackmail. God only knows the files that are out there on Lindsey Graham. For whatever reason, Lindsey Graham thinks, talks, walks, and acts as if the continuation of the Russian-Ukrainian war is the most important thing on the planet, even more important than his relationship with Donald Trump. My question to you is, thinking about Lindsey Graham, what would be worth that? Chris. I'm not going to elaborate specifically on what Jewish producer Chris just said. Let's just say he laid out an accusation against Lindsey Graham that I don't necessarily disagree with. It's a bizarre level of commitment from a man who really still needs Donald Trump in South Carolina. As I pointed out, Lindsey Graham is not in Maine. He's not in Wisconsin. He's not in Pennsylvania. Lindsey Graham is in one of the reddest states in the union. Gosh, I love South Carolina. I got to go to Greenville soon. I just love that state. Anyway, he's in one of the reddest states in the union. He has needed and has received Donald Trump's support endlessly. If we're now at the Lindsey Graham thumbing his nose at Donald Trump stage, I have to assume that Lindsey Graham feels forced to take this position because it's a politically suicidal position. If Donald Trump is calling you out by name on social media in a negative way, that tells you you are already on his radar. And if you're a Republican running for any position in this country and the most powerful Republican in the country hates your guts or gets crossways with you, you are in serious, serious trouble. I think we have a crack forming in a coalition I hated, and I'm thrilled about it. I've been frustrated forever that Trump has been backing Lindsey Graham. It looks like those days are over. Now what, Chris? What? Chris said 2026 is a long way away. I don't disagree. It's you know, next year's a long ways away. And look, I'm not saying anybody can even primary Lindsey Graham or anything like that, because as I said, to primary a senator, it takes one guy, not 10, not we're all getting in. It takes one guy who's already well-known who can raise $10 to $15 million. It's not, the House is not the same way, but in order to primary a sitting senator, that's what it takes. One guy with name ID who can raise $10 to $15 million. Those guys don't grow on trees. I'm not saying there's someone who could take out Lindsey Graham. But Lindsey Graham, if he's getting crossways with Trump, he better hope there's nobody there who can take out Lindsey Graham in a primary. Now, on to the budgets themselves before we get to some more emails and Pete Hegseth. Before we get to those things, let's have a discussion really quickly about your cell phone service. You see, putting your money where your morals are doesn't stop just because we're now winning the culture war. Or just because the culture war, I should say, has turned our direction. We have to press harder now than we did before. We don't just do that stuff when everything seems to be against us. Now, we keep pushing, and we run the Verizon, AT&T's, and T-Mobile's out of the market by supporting companies that share and support our values. You do not have to have a communist cell phone company. You do not. Pure Talk is there, and they are all about that freedom, baby. Pure Talk. And they're giving out free phones with a qualifying plan, which is just $45 a month. $45 a month and a brand new iPhone 14 for a company that's as American as it gets. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. All right, so I'm just going to give you a little budget prep here. There's going to be a bad budget, okay? I talked today to Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, and there's going to be a bad budget. Trump's obviously talking about the budgets that are out there. There's a budget in the Senate. There's a budget in the House. And believe it or not, the Senate budget is actually a little bit better than the one in the House, but they are both putrid and awful. We are maintaining with these budgets they're coming up with, we are maintaining the spending levels of COVID. Remember when we were already spending too much money and then we got a chest cold, so we decided to start spending money as if we were fighting World War III? We are at World War II levels of spending right now. Well, the GOP House and the GOP Senate are each working on different budgets, and I don't have any good thing to tell you right now at all. I don't have anything good to say. Both of the budgets are horrendous, frightening, awful. The prices of the things in your life are not going to go down. And there it is. I just wanted to let you know. And this is a dangerous game the Republican Party is playing right now. Because I understand people don't want to cut spending. People don't want to cut spending. I understand all that. But I will again remind everybody that you and me, we love all the DEI stuff. We love fired IRS agents. Trump puts out that executive order a few hours ago. IRS agents are going down. We love the ending of men and women's sports. We love it. We love these things. I love it. You love it. But poll after 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 poll showed leading up to the presidential election, there were two issues the American people were voting on. Two issues: inflation and immigration. Inflation and immigration. The American people, the norms and normas in the world, they didn't want their communities overrun by barbarians, rapists, and murderers. And they couldn't afford things anymore. You, unless you've had some sort of a promotion or significant pay raise at work, you do not have the same spending power you had 3 or 4 years ago. You're not alone. That's how it is for everyone in the country. That's the problem with inflation. It comes for absolutely everybody. The American people who were sick of not being able to afford burger, not being able to afford a vacation, not being able to afford this, having to take out a second job, having to put everything on a credit card. The American people, the norms and normas who decide elections, they had two issues, not one, two issues that drove them to the polls. They wanted something done about the border, and they wanted something done about inflation. With these budgets, I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. Let's do some emails. Jesse, dear child hands, Jesse. That's not nice. I've been a Texas Rangers fan for a couple years now. I just need to tell you that the Astros are dirty, cheating commies just like the rest of the people that run Houston. Think twice before you put on their jersey. By the way, I'm 14, and I love listening to your show. What a stud this kid is. Just called in to just call me out. I love him. Hey, Mr. Big Hands, do you believe that 47 will uncover the stolen election information? Well, who's the one guy who's not in yet? Of the main guy. I know there are other cabinet picks, other confirmations that we're waiting on, but who's the big one that's still hanging out there? Cash Patel. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it is that the guy who has promised endlessly to clean out the Federal Bureau of Investigation, why do you think it is that he's not in yet? That's weird. That's so weird. Pete Hegseth is in. Pam Bondi is in. We have all these appointments have made it through, and yet Cash seems to be the one. They all seemed uniquely interested in kicking the can down the road. To answer your question specifically, no, I do not believe you are ever going to get the answers you seek when it comes to the 2020 stolen election. And the reason I don't think you're going to get those answers is because they don't save it on a file on a computer. You know, here's the master plan. This is where all the money went. We're going to do this, this, and this, and save it in a Microsoft Word document and call it good. It doesn't work that way. Communist activism in this country is purposely decentralized. Decentralized. How many times have we talked about dark money, where you'll find a $50 million government grant to this group? Wow, that's a great group. Sounds good. They're saving puppies. But wait, that group also has started other subsidiary groups, and they started other subsidiary groups, and they've sent some money in, but because of this loophole and that law, I can't follow where the money went. I know a lot of people who dig into financial things about politics, financial disclosures and digging through the books and things like that. You know, one of the most fascinating things I found, when you talk about financial dark money, you can see little glimpses of the truth. little glimpses of what goes on, but even the people who do it for a living try to track this crap down, they run into walls because the walls are put there intentionally. If you're ever looking for a document, a report that lays out exactly what they did in 2020, I think you'll probably be looking for a long time. All right, let's move on, talk about something great Hegseth is doing. We'll make fun of Pete Buttigieg. I don't know how to say his stupid name. The Rear Admiral, Jennifer Rubin, and the rest of them. Let's first get rid of the pain in your life. You don't need that. You don't need to wake up and have your knee hurt every day. And you wish it was better, don't you? I know what it's like. I had a knee sleeve. You know what? I know what it's like. That's what Relief Factor is here to do, to take your pain away. It is not some miracle, I should note. It's drug-free. It is a supplement that supports what your body's already trying to do. Your body's trying to fight that inflammation. You hurt because of inflammation. Your body can't do it alone. Give it some help. You know, nearly 70% of the people who order Relief Factor order some more. Do you think that's something that works? $19.95 is all it costs to try it. That gives you 3 weeks worth. Try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests. Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Compass Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors, along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me, and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Chris, we need to play more Fleetwood Mac. I like me some Fleetwood Mac. Every time you play it, I find myself here sitting and jamming, man. Fleetwood Mac's a good jamming band. It is. Pete Hegseth is launching an investigation into the Afghanistan withdrawal, and I don't have anything to add to this other than that I'm very happy because the families of those 13 who died at Abbey Gate deserve that. Frankly, every single man and woman listening to the sound of my voice who served there and bled there, they deserve that. I never did. Iraq was the one I went to, but what the Biden administration did at the end of Afghanistan was such a slap in the face to so many people. And It really caused real harm in the veteran community. I will tell you, I watched friends of mine who we've been out for, gosh, we're old now. We've been out for 20 years. I watched some friends of mine take a serious mental health dive, if you will, after that. Because it's one thing to kind of question, hey, what did we do it for? What did I die for? What did I go through this for? What did my buddy die for? It's another thing entirely to just have some evil communists blow the whole thing up in your face and spit in your face about it. And that's what the Biden administration did. They spit in everyone's face. I hope no one's going to go to jail. But I hope at least some reputations are tarnished at the end of it. In the very least, the people who died and bled there deserve that. Now, let's check in on the Democrat Party and see if they've gotten over this whole talking down to the voters thing, because that's become something Democrats do a lot. They can't seem to help themselves. My theory on this is because they've become the academia party. They've become the party where you own New York and you own LA and you own Berkeley and you own Harvard and you own Brown. And so you have all these elite circles and all your friends are elite. And when people like that get together, I've been to these parties in D.C. back when I lived there for a year. When these people get together, they speak about you as if you're a peasant. They do. They speak about themselves as they just constantly are exchanging. What did you accomplish? Where's your degree? Oh, I studied. I'm a fellow. They're constantly trading titles. I have this title. I have this or that. And when middle America, and I say middle America, but I'm not just talking about Oklahoma. This applies to wherever rural people are everywhere. Illinois, Vermont, rural people are everywhere. If you're not one of these types, the elitist types will talk down to you. They get together and they look out and they look at you. And if you don't have the right heart, you tend to think the people who don't make what you make and don't have the degree you make, they don't drive the car you drive, that they're lower, that they're lesser. That's how they talk. Well, over a long enough period of time, the Democrat Party, it started to get all of its messaging, all of its ideas from radicalized communists on college campuses. And downstream from that, we have a Democrat Party now that not only doesn't talk to the American people face to face, they speak down to them and they don't seem to be able to help themselves. You see this a lot. Notice how they always tell you just don't understand. Joe Biden did this all the time. Well, maybe American people don't understand all the great things we've done. You're just too dumb, you see. You're just dumb. You don't get it. Remember when they told you that you should stop whining about inflation? Inflation's getting better. Gosh, annoying peasant. Inflation's better. It's the one thing you don't do, unless you're in one of these elitist academic circles and you're talking amongst your friends. The peasants are whining about inflation again, Marty. Jasmine Crockett went on The View today.
We've got to do better at education. People don't understand. But you will understand when those hospitals in rural America start closing down even more. You will understand when you don't have your Social Security. You will understand when your Medicaid, your Medicare goes away. You will understand as planes continue to fall out of the sky. Soon you will understand why it's important to maybe have somebody that isn't loud and ridiculous, and maybe Sleepy Joe is what we wanted because we could at least sleep at night.
Can I get a witness?
You don't understand. We need to educate people because these people are too dumb to understand. You don't understand, girl. We got that. We got Jennifer Rubin. Listen to her.
People ask me all the time, why is the media so mamsy-pamsy? And there are two explanations. One is they are convinced that if they would just move a little bit to the right, all those MAGA readers out there, now you'll notice the contradiction in terms, MAGA readers would pick up the Washington Post.
Ha ha ha, you Trump voters are so stupid you can't even read. Ha ha ha, hey, why are we losing elections? I can't figure it out. Democrats will turn on CNN and listen to a segment like this.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party has changed the electorate. What do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at party identification, Democrats versus Republicans. You go back to 2017, 5 points more of the electorate was Democrats than Republicans. You go to 2021 when Joe Biden was starting out, look at that. 6 points more of the electorate was Democrats than Republicans. But look at what's happened in February of 2025. Look at this. Republicans, there are more Republicans in the electorate than there are Democrats. Republican plus two. So
Republicans outnumber us now. We used to outnumber them. I don't know what happened. I don't know. It's probably because these idiots can't read.
People ask me all the time, why is the media so mamsy-pamsy? And there are two explanations. One is they are convinced that if they would just move a little bit to the right, all those MAGA readers out there, now you'll notice the contradiction in terms, MAGA readers would...
Ha ha ha! Hey, why aren't we winning elections? That's why, right there. Dear master of the ad read, my brother is working on his PhD in history and has become a far left nut. We were both raised with the same values, only I joined the army and he went to college. I believe he was indoctrinated in college and will indoctrinate others once he becomes a professor. This leads me to my question. Can we take back the institutions of higher learning from the communists? I love the show. You can use my name. He said his name is Chip. He also says, P.S. Do you buy your gloves in the children's section? That's not very nice. Can we take back the institutions? Well, yes. Yes. We just have to change our mindset. And that could be difficult, more difficult now than it was before the election. Here's what I mean. Well, if it's last October, okay, before the election, and you, me, were looking around in horror at all of our institutions, they all seem conquered, including the government ones. They're all against us. And I get on here on the radio, as I did many times before, and tell you we have to take back the institutions. We have to start thinking as if we are the counterculture because we're no longer the culture. So we have to act like counterculture people. You probably would have nodded your head and said, yes, you're exactly right. But now the risk we run is complacency because now we're sitting there watching great things happen for the first time in a while. And we think to ourselves, oh, whew, it's nice to be able to finally breathe again. We are good to go. But we are not. We are busy with starting the take back of one institution that would be the federal government. We have endless other institutions that are still against us, including academia. I'm going to play you something. This is the Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg, and I hate him, you hate him, I got all that. But he's a communist, dyed-in-the-wool communist. He is. Listen to how he thinks. We have to develop this kind of mindset.
A lot of folks aren't looking for political comment, but it's finding them. And it's finding them wrapped up in a lot of cultural stuff. You could be on parenting Instagram and you're getting this trad wife stuff with a little politics inflected into it, or Rogan or the rest of it. And I think we really need to be much smarter about taking this conversation to places where it's not reaching folks.
What's he talking about? Hey, we have institutions we still need to conquer. So we have to figure out a way to worm our way in there and conquer those institutions where we have been frozen out. That's how we must think, including about academia. We are on the outs. We have to get back in because we can't have a higher education system like this. All right? All right. Now, remember that talk we just had about the budget and spending, about how there's going to be a budget passed and it's going to be a World War III level spending budget. And yeah, inflation's, I wouldn't look for a lot of relief there. Remember that conversation? That was like 2 minutes ago. Yeah, please get some gold, please. In your retirement. And your physical possession, too. I'm a big believer in that. You know that. I know I sound like a doomsday prepper, but something. I don't care if it's two coins. Something in your hands. But really, you need it in your retirement. Your 401k. Your retirement. Let Gold Co. do that for you. You don't know how to do that, and I don't know how to do that. I wouldn't claim I do, but Gold Co. does. They've won awards for a reason. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. They're the one you can trust. Go to jessielikesgold.com and start that process today. At least get their free kit. It's free. jessielikesgold.com or call 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow, so you can send in your love, hate, death threats to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. All right, so I got to do a couple quick things before I get to headlines here. Karen Bass, L.A.'s mayor, their DEI hire mayor. Remember, the people of L.A. had options. They chose to go with Karen Bass. Karen Bass had the weather reports showing the high winds were coming. She knew about the danger, but hey, she's there for the scam. She's there for the grift. So Karen Bass, courtesy of the taxpayer, hopped on a plane and she was over in Africa when the place got set on fire. And of course, because she has no sense of duty to the people or anything like that, Karen Bass is handing out blame.
The mayor says L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley did not call her to warn her in advance of the trip and didn't do the, quote, normal preparations for this kind of wind event.
That type of preparation didn't happen. If that had, I will tell you, Alex, I wouldn't have even gone to San Diego, let alone leave the country.
But what do you mean there were warnings you weren't aware of? Because I know we were talking about it on the news. A lot of people were talking about the problems, warning that this was going
to
be a huge...
So it didn't reach that level to me to say something terrible could happen and maybe you shouldn't have gone on a trip.
Why didn't
it happen? But to me, I don't know. I mean, I think that that's one of the things we need to look at.
Well, I know. I mean, I realized that a lot of people were talking about it, but I never heard. If only someone had told me, I couldn't just get away without that one. The poor people of L.A., they are so screwed. All right, now, one other thing. Kristi Noem, head of DHS, Kristi Noem. She's obviously put there to be the good guy in the mass deportation stuff. Tom Homan's there to be the bad guy. Tom Homan's there to go on the news and say, we're going to deport every single one of you dirtballs. Kristi Noem, she's a governor, knows how to speak because she's a governor, a congressman. She knows what she's doing politically. She looks great, so people are going to be more receptive to that. Kristi Noem is running an ad. It's an ad letting illegals know, hey, just a heads up, better get out now. I'm playing this for a reason. Just listen to the ad.
If you are considering entering America illegally, don't even think about it. Let me be clear. If you come to our country and you break our laws, we will hunt you down. Criminals are not welcome in the United States. For too long, weak leadership has left our borders wide open, flooding our communities with drugs, human trafficking, and violent criminals. Well, those days are over. Under President Trump, we are defending American families and restoring their safety. If you try to enter illegally, you will be caught. You will be removed, and you will never return. Follow the law, and you'll find opportunity. If you break it, you'll find consequences.
Remember that talk we had about illegal immigration and the frustrations you have with the deportation numbers? They're not where they need to be. I'm doing the math, Jesse. It's not adding up to 20 million. They're not getting them out fast enough. And as I explained, they're going for all the low-hanging fruit. Well, that's the easy stuff. They know where these guys are. Lots of them are already in jail. They know the apartment complexes. They're going for that. Now the Trump administration has the challenge of challenges on their hand, and this is the one I warned you about a million times leading up to the election. Now they have to remove people, lots of them, millions of them, who aren't prison gang members, who aren't rapists, who aren't murderers. All these people still need to leave. They're all still criminals violating our laws. They're all driving up the cost of your housing, driving up the cost of your health care, your groceries, your education. They should not be here. They should all be arrested and deported. But you may know that Norm doesn't. The normies out there are going to struggle with phase two, and phase two is coming. The Trump administration has a mountain to climb here, and let's bow our heads and say a prayer for them, cross your fingers. It is going to be difficult, but it must be done. look for more of these ads. They're now going to try to find a way to get people to leave. That's why Donald Trump is signing this executive order. No more federal benefits. That's one of the big headlines of the day. We didn't really talk about it. No more federal benefits of any kind for illegals. Phase two has begun. The low-hanging fruit, gone. Phase two, getting the rest of them, is much, much, much more challenging, but necessary. I wonder if Kristi Noem can cook. What, Chris? Well, I wasn't asking for any other reason. I bet she could use an IQ sense. She can't cook, you say? Chris said she's too hot to know how to cook. You might be right. So IQ sense is all she needs. When you have an IQ sense, it's a thermometer. But this is from Chefman. It's one of these state-of-the-art thermometers. Not like your normal one where you got to pull out the roast and you stick it in. Ah, it's at 120. No. You leave it in. You stick it in, throw it in the oven. You leave it in the meat. It connects to an app on your phone. You don't ever have to look again. You pull out your phone and check the temperature. Oh, don't feel like doing that? Maybe you're extra lazy? You can set the temperature you want the meat to reach on your phone, and your phone will beep at you. It will notify you when it's done. How do I nail my brisket every time on the smoker when I don't know how to smoke things? IQ sense. Why do I get my steak right every single time at the house? Sear, sear, oven, perfect. Every time, IQ sense. You want to nail the meat every time? ChefIQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 15% off these things. They're sick. We actually gave them away as party favors for a neighborhood party we had 4 months ago. I have my buddies asking me for more. They're amazing. ChefIQ.com. Save 15% with the promo code Jesse. Protect your meat.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Kamala Harris has reportedly signed with the same talent agency that teamed with Joe Biden. Remember, people become politicians because they want access to the things rich people have without actually accomplishing anything. Sad as it may be, Dome will now do the university circuit, getting $100,000 a speech, all for being a disaster. Trump orders the DOJ to terminate all remaining Biden-era U.S. attorneys. We must clean house. I'm so excited and inspired by this kind of stuff from Trump. We must clean house, and it does take a hatchet. It cannot be a scalpel. Clean the communist scum out of the government. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
On New World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.